Hello and welcome to the WW Teaching Fellowship Podcast. On this episode, we're joined by two of our 2019 Pennsylvania Teaching Fellows, Rachel Milleron and Kwesi Vincent, as well as Audra Watson, the Director of the WW Teaching Fellowship. In this first part of the episode, we will be talking about what inspired Rachel and Kwesi to pursue a career in teaching, as well as how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected their experience as fellows and as teachers. Rachel and Kwesi, could you quickly introduce yourselves and tell me where you're at in the program?
Hello, I'm Rachel, and I had just finished up the fellowship at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, and I am starting to teach high school chemistry at Pittsburgh Public School, the Student Achievement Center here in Pittsburgh.
What about you, Kwesi?
I did the program, like you said, at University of Pennsylvania. 2019 is when I started, and I finished this past May. I'm teaching in the School District of Philadelphia. The school I'm teaching at is called the Workshop School, and I'm teaching math, 9th and 12th grade.
Awesome. Why don't you tell me, why did you decide to pursue teaching?
I had always kind of been on the outskirts of the education profession. My mom was a principal for 31 years. My father, after working 25 years for AT&T, retired from there and then taught for the Montclair Public Schools in New Jersey. So I had always, education was obviously in my blood, and it was something that I had been looking at doing even while spending a significant portion of my career in industry. And so I finally decided to make the full-time transition when I learned about the fellowship. It provided a nice on-ramp for me as a mid to late career professional to go into the profession of teaching.
So I do not have a strong educational background in my family, but I had worked for a couple of years as an extension educator, working with adults predominantly and a little bit with youth. And that was my favorite part of the job, the education and doing programming. And now that I look back, I've always tried to find opportunities to get a teaching degree, but I didn't think it was possible to transition from everything that you're already into and make the leap to go into a program. But like Kwesi said, I found the fellowship and thought it was my opportunity to get into a program and become a teacher.
Why exactly did you choose the fellowship, and what was it that stood out to you about the program that you decided to say, oh, that's the right way to enter the classroom for me?
So I had looked into any program that could help get me into the classroom. And what I really liked about the fellowship was that you weren't just thrown into a classroom by yourself, little support. With this program, we got a mentor teacher, we ramped up our responsibilities, and by the end of it, I felt very comfortable in the virtual classroom teaching and working with our students and scholars.
A lot of the things that Rachel just said are true in terms of wanting to do this, but be supported by some type of infrastructure or program was important to me, versus trying to do something like alternative route, which where you're kind of fending for yourself. The other part of it for me is also the actual kind of, as I said, the professional logistics of it, for lack of a better term, the fact that there is a stipend that you're provided for that year. Was very, very helpful in allowing me to make that decision to take a year off of having a salary job and pursue this vocation.
Excellent.
I'm really interested in hearing from both of you about how, as you moved towards distant learning last semester, and you were basically, I think, in March was when you actually left the classroom. What was that transition like, and how did your university support you through the transition?
The transition was sharp, to be sure. I think it was the furthest thing from my mind thinking that I wouldn't finish the year in person with students. The biggest challenge with that is that at that point in time, at least for me, March is when I really found that I was starting to get my groove a little bit. I was gaining more independence in my apprenticeship classroom. So it was very hard to kind of make that stop and then sort of go back to being very, very dependent on my mentor teacher at that point in time, as was necessary for how we had to do the distance learning, you know, the logistics of the technology and things like that. I wasn't able to interact with my students in a direct way without sort of going through my mentor teacher, which presents a challenge for where I was developmentally at the time. The university, the program at Penn was very supportive. The biggest support piece of the program I was in was the, I forget what title they're given there, but it was essentially like a teaching coach, for lack of a better term. And mine was very helpful in sort of keeping me abreast of some of the best practices in distance learning as it pertained to math and things like that. So I would say the staff at Penn was very supportive in helping with this transition.
Great. Thank you. Rachel, can you talk a little bit about what it was like or what the experience, both challenges and, you know, highlights?
The transition was abrupt, but we had maybe a week or so to, I don't know if that's enough time, but we had a week or so to take the time to try and start planning things for the virtual learning. After that March, going into late March, April, I had conversations with my mentor, and I really wanted to continue diving in and taking over our life science ninth grade class. And she let me, which I am grateful for. And I got to try out a lot of ideas that I've been wanting to do. And what was really interesting, all throughout our time at Duquesne, we had a lot of online classes that we had to do at night or over the weekend. And through those, they gave us, maybe not intentionally, but they gave us these ideas to use things like Flipgrid or Padlet or different apps that we could incorporate into our new virtual classrooms. We were all caught off guard, but if we took in what was given to us, we could be successful.
So can I ask, how did it affect your interactions with kids? Like what were some of the ahas that you had about kids that were different than when they were in person?
For me, I did a check-in every day, and I got to, because we weren't in the classroom and there weren't 25, 30 different students at one time, I got to know them in a different way. And I felt like there was more time put into getting to know them as individuals rather than specifically how they do in the science class, which I was really happy and excited about.
For me, as I'm sure other educators have talked about, it really brought to light to me the difference that a lot of our students have in their home lives. So for me, the experience that I had was that you had some where this transition was great for them. They had very comfortable environments where, you know, they had headphones, cameras, you know, a space of their own to kind of conduct their educational experience. And then you had others who clearly didn't have that, or if they did, they didn't take advantage of it for whatever strange reason. So I would assume that they were just without some of those resources. And it laid bare to me the importance of school, the environment of school being sort of this great equalizer, because, you know, you have this place where students from all different backgrounds and things like that can come to one place and have a educational experience that is equitable, and everybody gets the same kind of resources, at least in that school, at least in that particular kind of closed environment. Everybody has equitable access to the educational resources and opportunities in for those 6 hours a day or whatever it is. But when they go home, that equity sort of dissipates for a lot of them. So it just really crystallized that for me, this online experience, because I saw the difference that the different environments and the different struggles my students had.
So in spite of this pandemic, can you all think about one success that you would say that you left the year with, that you felt that you were able to succeed with in terms of becoming a teacher?
Yeah, I think the just being creative in the way that you get content across, right? So I thought there were things that I was able to do, lessons I was able to put together, assignments I was able to put together that I was very proud of ultimately, because of, you know, not being able to have the students in front of me allowed me to use different, just use different creative muscles, use different tools, obviously technology tools, to sort of say, hey, I know what I want to get across. I know I want students to be able to access this. I know maybe some of the limitations they may have. What can I do to sort of support their learning using the design of the digital space, and then as well as the tool set that will allow them to, show me that they understand, or let me see their thinking. So yeah, I think it's just the creativity around how do you deliver content? How do you get feedback from students?
For me personally, I think it couldn't be in isolation. I think it's everything coming together to let us be creative and to let us get out there and do things that if we weren't in this program, we might not have had the opportunity to be more free and test out these different things, and to know that we have the support to help us if we don't know the direction to go, or to even test out different ideas or different strategies.
I know that you kind of took over a lot of things as the year went, and I'm sure that by the time the year ended, you had all these responsibilities that you didn't have in the beginning. But now that you're going into your own classroom, taking the reins, how does that make you feel? Are you nervous? What about it makes you nervous? What about it makes you excited? Talk to me a little bit about that.
I certainly felt prepared and going into the experience of having my own classroom, just from the standpoint of having been in front of students, and I'm fortunate in that I'm in the school district where I taught. So I'm familiar by and large with the constituency in terms of the students that I'm working with. So I kind of knew what to expect going in, challenges, the needs and things like that. When you have your own classroom, like your own classroom where everything is sort of like the genesis of your philosophy about your practice, there's nothing that can prepare you other than kind of being a first year teacher and going through it. I had very, very grand designs and high, really grandiose visions of what I was going to do this school year. The first time you realize that it's just you and nobody else there, you realize very quickly that for your own well-being, you have to manage your expectations in terms of for yourself, like your own expectations and what you are signing yourself up for when you try to implement certain things. That are great ideas when you have like a experienced teacher in the classroom to support you if you fail or if it doesn't work out. But when it's just you, it's a different story. But having experienced, being in a classroom, leading students, leading instruction, is absolutely very, very helpful to being at this point.
Right. So, Rachel, now that you're about to teach your own classroom, how do you feel?
I feel like I might be more prepared for this than some of our veteran teachers, just because I went with it a little bit more for the end of last school year.
Mm-hmm.
And today on Friday, I feel good and relaxed about Tuesday.
Question. You said that you feel maybe more prepared than your colleagues. Can you expand a little bit on that? Why do you think that is?
making a lot of the resources, whether it was files or activities, and then uploading them, grading them, giving feedback online, creating the videos and creating audio for students as additional supports. I've done that and I'm getting better at it, and I get to practice it more now. And I think I wasn't in the school district that I am employed in now. And those are things that we kind of had to do. Whereas in Pittsburgh Public last year, everything was centralized and it wasn't, I don't think the teacher had to do as many resource building as we had done in our school district. So I think that might give me a leg up here.
Can you tell me about how you think the program helped you prepare for the current situation and just for teaching in general?
It absolutely. The model of sort of complete immersion in the profession of teaching is what I think is one of the key attributes of the fellowship program, and something that you may not get from other entries into the education profession. How that helps you prepare is just, you know, when you're in the classroom every day, whether, you know, you start off the half days like we did at Penn and then go full in the spring, being there and having to interact with, you know, with the students, with the staff, and do all those things, and then being there for a crisis like this where things sort of end abruptly, I think it helps you just know what to expect, understand the challenges, all the logistics that have to go into making this transition of student learning to the online space. Being there, being part of it is something that I think is an invaluable experience. And for me, going into my full-time teaching year, I kind of knew what to expect as far as the challenges, the limitations, as well as the opportunities. So I think that was another key piece, is that I was able to get exposed to, hey, okay, this is where we are. Here are some things that we could do even better than we were able to do in person. And there are some attributes that you're able to do that work a little bit better in the virtual space that are somewhat challenging when you're in the classroom of like 20, 30 students.
One thing that really stuck out with me, I had gone to a webinar before I'd started the program. And one of the speakers alluded to this, that it's a different kind of hard. And I don't think that that really set in until you're in it. Because you think, I've been through so much, you know, I can handle this. And then you're in it and you're like, whew, this is a lot. But it really prepares you. The challenges really help you. It makes you see things from a different perspective. And for me, it really ingrained in me is that there are different types of hard and different types of hard for everyone. As an educator, that's something that we have to accept in ourselves as well as the people around us.
Thanks again to Rachel, Quasi, and Audra for joining us for this great conversation. For more information about the WW Teaching Fellowship and more fellow stories, visit woodrow.org/stem.